Okay. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Shmartim es hamatzos." Shmartim es hamatzos mikan shetshichim lishmor es hachitim l'shem matzos mitzvah. The wheat, the preparation of wheat, must be done l'shem matzos mitzvah. Shelo yovel aleihem mayim, to be careful that wood does not come in contact. The zman of shmir already begins the time of the harvest. If you look on your box of matzah, okay, on your hand matzah, even on the machine matzah, it says, it usually does say shamur mishas kitzira. What?
Some of them.
Okay, that's matzah. That's the ideal thing. That's what it says over here. And over here, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, take note that is a chumrah. Okay, you're paying a lot more money. You're paying money, or someone's at least someone is using that as an excuse. Is using that as an excuse to charge to charge more money for the matzah, because it says shamor mishas ketzira in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch well itself. Then notice it says that's not an absolute requirement. It's only required uladas ketzas. Look what it says here. The sage, the common minig. Okay, this is not the 21st century, obviously, but the minig it says over here, time in 100 years ago, was a minig ki kapoiskim the sage luhu b'shmira mishas shemalichin oisam litchon ve'elach from techina shomer mishas techina. Okay, today they're not going to sell that in the stores anymore. We live at very high standards for chitin. Mishas the eilach the ach hamedachtekim. What?
That's why you always see these pictures of the
Hasidim wearing a hat and a kapata in 120 degrees out there in the fields. Where, that's how they discovered the tunnels, isn't that? They discovered the Satma, the Turi Karta, They discovered.
They discovered the tunnels, but when they came out, they had just. They did zero over there.
But they came out of the tunnels, they had a picture of it, and they said what a great mess happened to them. If they would have come out while they were there, they would have been captured. But they didn't realize that mess was that everyone else was able to see them creep out.
Okay, so the mitzvah of matzah came to our rescue. Even if one person did not die because that discovery, that's worth everything. One person is an oilam mole. And the mitzvah matzah came back to save Klal Yisrael. It's not a davar pasha. The sage luhu. And last year in the war, that's the proper thing to do. The royal didactic shloyam hashivol lemchubor. Okay, now he's going. You should be careful. Now he's going as far as though we don't see this because we don't go and harvest grain. But when they harvest, you should not allow the grain, the wheat, to remain in the field too long. Once it's fully ripe, once it's fully developed, it's an emergency. You have to cut it from the ground because it can become chametz when it's attached to the ground. While the stalks of wheat are attached to the ground, if it rains, there is moisture. Theoretically, potentially, it can turn into chametz. Ad sheyisyavshu kol tzorchon v'yalvinu. Then you should cut it before it becomes dry and becomes white. Ki oz im yerdu aleihem gishamim yichumtzu. Because if it rains after it's fully dry, even while it is attached to the ground, there's a concern that it may turn into chametz. Afilu b'mechubar. Kevon sheinim tzrichim oil l'karka. They no longer need the karka. Alkein therefore rohi v'nochin liksar b'oy. Therefore, you shall harvest it while it's still partially green. Period. The person can be makbet, can be nizer, and only using wheat that was shomor mishas kitzira matoiv. It's expensive. The imlav, and if not, roilo elis al koponim lahader bezer matzois shala seder mishtei leilois. The very least, the person should try to have matzah that shomor mishas kitzira. It's been guarded from turning into chametz from the time of harvest. At least least for the matzos mitzvah, that he uses the night of the Seder. Okay, let's go back. A lot of shi'arim in the Tzion B'Halacha. Back to page Kuf Ches, Ois Aleph. Ushmartem es ha matzos. I'm ripping the Godim. The Choshev Apoiskim, the Svil Hu, the Chiyav Hashmiu, the Shematzu Hu Min HaTorah, that it is the opinion of many Apoiskim that the Shmiu is Min HaTorah. Ulu Uma Zeh, what's that word? Choshev? Chushav? Hapoiskim? I'm not sure what that word is. Hapoiskim? The Svilaid Hu Midir Rabbanan, the Shmira, this halacha of that you have to watch, this halacha we have Shmartem es hamatzos. And we interpret this to mean that you have to make sure that the Shamur from Chometz is that a derais or that the Rabbanan's machloik is hapoiskim, across smachta ba'alma. Some say Shmartem es hamatzos, it does not mean that you have to actually watch the matzo l'shem matzos, l'shem mitzvah matza. You don't, it's only in a smachta ba'alma, habach, the hachlig Yaakov, Okay, the svilu, the svilu, the mikavon sheheniya lechlal sheheniya shegiya lechlal shonim stama hevi beisaris the sugya of chazaka, that a child already who is, and a child's already 13 is already bechlal shtei saros and chazaka. So what's,
we should rely on that, but a guy who's watching the matzahs.
The svil who the mikemo shigil echal, so you can't rely upon, you can't rely. If you hold it,
a 13-year-old kid and say go
and make matzah, right. And make matzah. So that's the thing, a very big nafkamina.
What?
So that, it's all part of the watching. When you add the water, the ikka shmir is when you add the water. The ikka shmir is when you add the water to the flour, and the shadows that become chametz. So he's saying a very tremendous chesh. If you hold that, it's you need shmir is deraisa u'shmartim es hamatzos, like the Rambam, like the Pri Chodesh, u'shmartim es matzos din deraisa. Then you're not allowed to have a 13-year-old boy make for you matzah, because who says? No, it means make the matzah also, because making the matzah is the shmirah. Adding the water to the flour was when the mitzvah. Shmartim es hamatzos really begins to make her hadin. This chumrah of watching it from the time of tzirim shastachina, that's a chumrah. That's not necessarily the holiday. It's not nuchav. That's a din daraisa. But certainly, when it comes to the eating the flour to the water, when you're actually rolling the making the dough, it's a very big chumrah that a 13-year-old boy should not be involved alone without supervision in making the matzah. Today they do have young boys. What?
Yeah.
And it's supervision. They're not the only ones. When they're making the matzah, when you have a whole group, you have a whole group of yeshiva, they all go down to make matzah, they're not the only ones. You have a whole group of people, they're being watched. So you're not relying only upon them. But let's say they're the only ones making the matzah, it's all alone, they're all alone. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush, that if you hold up to dinner, right? So shvatim is the matzahs, you have to wait until the boy is for sure has shtei saros, 18 years old.
For mixing the
water. Yeah. Ain't no chanami. Today it's not normal. In the modern matzah factory, say there's not going to be one person doing the process. You're going to have many adults being in the process. But he's saying, let's say you have a hechatim, so you're going to have a child who's going to do the entire thing himself. He's going to do the entire process himself.
He's talking shmartim. He's saying, let's say you're going to the field of the wheat.
No, the shmartim, that's a chumar. No, I don't think he's discussing.
The shmartim
is a matzah. The
shmartim is a derisa.
We don't, is derisa. Where is
so
the,
you can't have a kid
even if you hold the shmartim is derisa, does that mean that it's derisa mishas kitsira? L'choronat. Mishas, l'shmartim is a matzah. If it's derisa, l'chor is from the time when you add the water. No, even later than tchina. Tchina is when you grind it. It's even later when you add the water, because that's the moment when, if I remember correctly, the zman derais the lisha, when you add the water to the flour, now the clock is ticking. Now there's a, if you do hold, ushmarte samatzamatzas, is a din deraisa, now is the zman deraisa, l'chol hades. There are chumers, they have to have a shmir mishas tchina, shmir mishas kitsira, but here he's saying a very chiddush, if you hold it to deraisa, then you cannot rely upon a child who's 13 years old, you have to wait until you know for sure that he has two styles, which means he's at least 18 years old. Okay, l'shem matzas mitzvah. You do well. We don't. I think the Pais can say. I think the Pais, even if you do the bedik and you do find cyros, we don't know if those are halachic cyros. It may be a shuma. It just be a mole. We don't know what the halachic definition of saros are. Some are more lenient. Some are more lenient than we do. That we do accept. We do accept it. Okay, halacha based l'shem natzas natzos mitzvah. Oid sham b'prima gadim v'mishnah bura sham I gam b'shimur mishas ketzir techina b'boy she l'shma. When does it have to be l'shma dafka tahayinu l'shem matza mitzvah oidai oz b'shimur michtimut slovat? It doesn't have to be l'shem matzos mitzvah. It's enough just that it should be guarded under lock and key, that it should not turn into chametz. What's the din of shmirah? If you want to be machmir hold that the din of shmirah mishas ketzir mishas techina, what is the din shmirah? Nafkamina is, do you need a positive? Then you need a Jew to put in his machshava. But if you just need it to be shomer, that it should not turn into chametz, even a cheresh shaita v'katan and a goy can do it, as long as you know the job is being done. You can have a video camera. You have a responsible person as a chazaka. They do the job to make sure that there's no water, but you're not getting the advantage of infusing a kedusha into the shmirah unless you have a Jew. Halacha l'maisa, I don't think we're so machmir on this. You have a Jew when it says shavu mishatz ksira on shatz matzah, and it means that they cut down the matzah.
Starting the tractor.
There are no starting the tractor, but that is. Really? That's how it works?
I don't know if he gets it the whole time, but he starts the...
So what about the ksir? Is it enough to start the tractor? You have to actually be involved in actually cutting? You have to have a Jew?
He does one cut, and then he cuts him.
That's a very big kish. I don't know. We don't know how this thing works.
Same thing with the matzahs, you know. Presses the button on the
machine. Okay, that's making the matzah. And if that's matzah, that's make that l'chol adeis. You have to have l'shem matzah smitzah.
Yeah, but it's enough for the guy
pressing the button. If you hold
24 hours,
so you want to say the same thing will apply when it comes to the ketzira.
Right.
Before they do the ketzira, they say l'shem matzah smitzah. Okay. They turn on the tractor, l'shem matzah smitzah, turn on the engine, and then they give it over to a goy and let the goy continue plowing possibly. Okay, but it is a very big chiddush to say that there's two dinim in the shmirah mishas ketzira mishas. Is it l'shem matzah mitzvah, or is it shimur mechimutz nafgamina? If you need a Jew, a cheresh shaitiv kot halacha gimel mishas ketzir ve'elch ayin sifkon hakoydin ve'ayin b'turizov te'atchina mutul asos al de akum bishi Yisrael oymed al gabav u'mesham me'achimutz al goy. As long as the Jew is watching, you have the same exact shas when it comes to making the hides for tefillin, the cloth for tefillin. You have the exact same shayla. The big machlokes if this works, the ayin b'shut chasam sefer, the afla apoyskim the svulu the boy shimul l'shem mitzvah matzas mitzvah u the kavana zulo, and you need kavana mamish the zulo mahani b'yakum, and this certainly does not help b'yakum the leisha of elach. It's not when it comes to needing the elach afilu hachi, but ma'isa haketzira atzma muter al yidei akum afilu al pi midas hachasidus ayin sham. It's good enough. So we still come to say that if a Jew is oimed al gabov, and says a l'shem matzas mitzvah like we just discussed, that would definitely be good enough. V'yamir prima gadim the imf shor yiktzira yisrael l'mi'atzma. You do it by yourself. Everything should be done by a Jew. Nothing is done by a goy. The grinding is done by a Jew. The noigim litchon berechaim shal yad, ma'ase yad. Hear that? It should be done even with a hand mill, even the machine. So it should be done mamish by ma'ase yad l'shem matzas mitzvah. The chen kasav the shari tshuva sheyesh noihagim silsul bi'atzma chumra. Silsul means a beautiful minog. Ba'atzman litchon berechaim shal yad u'min hadin mutul asos hatachina ayde akum chen minog oilam. Obviously, I can't imagine that there's such chumras today for the Hamaynam where they grind the flour by hand. L'shem matzas mitzvah.
Because a machine gets very hot.
But that's a separate issue. We're not discussing that issue. That is a double pashut. That he's going to discuss even later on. That you're not allowed to even make the matzah on the day when you grind the flour. Because the day you grind the flour, there's heat, natural heat that's in the flour. That's a separate issue. Let's just talk about, put the heat aside. Do you need to have the input, the kedusha of a Jew doing the ma'isa tchina. Yeah. So he's saying over here that there were people that were like biyasim. They would not do it to a machine. Certainly not do it to a guy. So which the whole thing shall be done l'shem matzas mitzvah, even from the time of tchina. Tremendous chumrah. He says over here that's not the minig olam. It's good enough to have a Yisrael oimid al gabav. That's good enough even naked l'shem matzas mitzvah. And then he says that if you don't have to hold shmir l'shem matzas mitzvah, you just need shmirah from chimutz. It would be good enough to even to have it done through a guy, even when a Jew is not watching. Halacha dalid, b'shmir m'shash m'lichin, you have to go have it required from the time that you transport it from the field to the factory. Okay, ayin the ber halacha, shehevi, mitsefer, tosefes, yushalayim, shemestapik, imutin, l'shloch, kemach, shemura, alidei, mesila, sabazla, can you send it, ship it through on the train? I guess today, UPS, can you allow to go send flour that's made, that the kosher, the Pesach flour, are you allowed to ship it on a service? Even though we're not concerned, tremendous chumrah. Even though you don't, let's say you're absolutely certain it's vacuum sealed. There is no way in the world, tamper proof, that it's going to get wet. And there's no way in the world they're going to exchange this flour with non-kosher flour. So there's nothing to be concerned about. But still, if you hold, you need there to be shmira. It needs a Jew who has under me 24/7 supervision of a Yisrael. So he says over here a shaila. The ayin b'stei chemed, the mutter he passes that it's mutter l'shloch kimcha the pischa al yidei akum b'chaisem b'stei chaisem when it's sealed b'oifen she'ein locha she'yovel l'chshash shachimutz ve'ein chshash mishash she'hasher ha'ilocha al yidei akum. You don't have to worry about this thing to a guy. Ulchin mutter l'shloch hakemach al yidei mislil sabar. So he passes that it's mutter to ship it to a train in yesh al hakemach chaisem b'stei chaisem. Vim lo hayu b'chaisem b'stei chaisem v'nishlach b'kein al yidei mislil sabar zel hevi b'shem shud pirchas moishe le'esar. Maybe who knows? Maybe he got wet. You never know what could happen, what goes on. They always tell you when you ship things, you really don't know. You will be shocked how packages are handled by the delivery service. But who see?
I don't think the chashash got it wet. As you see, it's a chashash that maybe got
switched. The who seem leheter mishum the ein chashash shem. He concludes that it's muter the ein chashash shechlifu hamesharsim mehamesilas abazel b'nei shehim tachas degel hamem shalom. They're under the authority of the government. The ayin b'shut.
What you can have is you can have a customs person.
Yeah.
Once it checked, there's no
punctures it.
Puts in a little probe.
A little probe, and it can be wet. It can be a mashu chometz. Chometz asher b'masu. Okay, you never know. The ayin b'shut. Marash, l'mareinu harav, meirod shmel. The kimcha de pischa sheyesh ha'ya munach biyotzer hamish tareach. It was in the mishtara. It was in the police department. It was confined in the customs department. The v'choyish shein shema hechlifu, and there was a concern they may have switched it. Hello shem lahati l'mitz l'matzas pshutim. He allowed it to be used for the matzah for the seder, but for the rest of Pesach. The loy l'leiloy sorry shadim latzeti lechivas matzah b'bnei deboy shmira matzah is mitzvah. He had a higher standard of shmira shmira vaday. The kevin sheyesh sofik. Since we have a suffix, once already you begin, there's a suffix that takes it out of the status of shmira, ayin sham. V'svarzu the suffix loychosh of shmira, kvar kosu b'shut shalom eshiv. This is an old sugya, u'b'shut maram shik, period. U'b'inyin hachshash, chilufi, what about maybe it's not the same flower, ayin b'pri magadim, u'b'shut samach tzedek, hachadoshes, v'shut mar sham, u'b'agoyis mar sham, v'ayin b'siv kod shach hazeh. Okay, let's go further. Ches, oysan litro in ve'eloch. Yath minizu that from the time of grinding, from the time you grind the flour, everyone agrees you need shmir at least midrabanan. Ayin b'mishnah brura the im teichin emachidim shabbos b'rechaim shlen yehudi kishemoshram la'teichin b'bayom. Let's say you give it to you contract with an anjou and they're grinding the flour on Shabbos, so this chil Shabbos, but it's being done through a anjou and he's doing it for his own benefit. Is that still kosher for Pesach? The katzitzo has sochar that died in the of it, so you're not doing anything technically wrong in Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos, he's doing it for his own benefit. Mutter li Yisrael hashkiach shlo yishametz. It's mutter for Yisrael. So it's mutter. And a Jew should, you have to have a mashkiach there on Shabbos. They have this OU has this all the time, all over the world. OU the mashkiach, we read their literature. They have mashkiach even there on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They have mashkiachim in the factories, watching the temperature and watching all the different equipment to make sure that it does not turn into chametz. So it's mutter. So basically, pamza lahalacha, there's nothing wrong that the guy, there's no chil Shabbos according to the law Shulchan Aruch. The guy is doing it for his own purpose. A Jewish mashkiach can be there in the factory on Shabbos to make sure that it's not chametz and it's kosher for Pesach. The ayin b'shut maharsham shetochnu tchitim shmurim b'Shabbos uvelel Shabbos kodesh hayu hayehudim that with regard to grinding wheat on Shabbos and lel Shabbos hayu hayehudim hamashkiachim yishenim bereichayim. Indeed, they slept there in the mills. They camped out. V'ho'umin ha'eni Yehudi tochan bi'atzmo umile ha'kemach l'soch ha'sakim. He filled up the flour into the sacks. V'ho'yu shom gam sakim tzirudim v'kashurim erev Shabbos she'nimchanu al yidei ha'yehudim. What's shenitchanu? The test shenitchanu. They were ground. Al yidei Yehudim v'nisarvu hasakim shenitchanu b'leil Shabbos. Al yidei any Yehudi im hasakim shenitchanu b'erev Shabbos al yidei Yehudim hamashkichim. So they got mixed up. There were two different sets of flour. Kosav sham the mitzvah adin kosher kol hakemach. They have a shaber mishumer v'ein locho shem hevi kemach mechametz v'hechlev b'zed the mishuri lasos pen yakitzu mishinosim. They'll wake up from their sleep. So the problem over here was that there were two different sets of flour. There was flour that was being made Erev Shabbos that was under supervision, and there was flour that was being made on Shabbos that was not under supervision, and the flours got mixed up. So even the flour that was made on Shabbos was not under supervision. It's assumed that it's okay because the guy would not want to go make trouble because he would lose parnassah. But if you know for sure that this flour was ground on Shabbos and it was not watched by Jews, even though technically there's probably nothing wrong with it, if you can identify that particular flour, the hasharish and the sav mutter, everything else is mutter. So they basically think over here into the thing of my shahaya that they only had shmira for erev Shabbos and that was okay, and then they got mixed up a little bit from Shabbos that was not on the shmira, but since there's a nirsus, we make okay halacha vav. Hamedaktikim mitzvahs. Those that are medaktikim mitzvahs, makbid have shmir mishas ktsira. The makbid of mishas ktsira, ayin mishchet shuvah mehari mivilna. The ane hamedaktik lechel matzah shmura dafka v'ze yedua shi biyoyker mi matzah is pshutim. It's much more expensive and he can't afford it. Ozim hu bar orionis of a Talmud chacham oishakvar ochel matzah shmura arata. His whole life he's eating matzah shmura. His whole life he was nenem yegia kapaf. And this year he's having a hard time with parnasa, and now he needs to take extra stock of money to be mahadir to have high level matzah. It's okay. Ochel arata the havi kinoider. So since you're doing it your entire life, it's like you made a neder. Memela, you are mechuyif to give him. You're mechuyif to give him stock of money, extra money to buy the highest level of matzah in order that he can continue doing what he did last year. The ayin b'shut zer emes b'im hu shas hatchak al mitzvah shmira v'matzah shmira v'iav shul hastapik l'chol b'nei o'ir. There's not enough matzah to go around for the entire city. Mutu la'ariv hakemach shmura mikitzira b'kemach shmura mitachina ba'oifen shuchad betray. You can be mevatel iser lechatchila, even though we're not mevatel iser lechatchila here. It's not exactly why. It's not mamish iser. It's just one standard with another standard. So we can mevatel chad betray. So now everyone can be considered to be eating matzah that is shmura mishas kitzir. An incredible legal loophole. Everyone wants to be nizer and shmura mishas. There's not enough to go around for everyone, so we'll take some kemach that's own neshama mishas techina, and we'll mix it chad betray with the mekemach that's shama mishas ketzira. We'll be mevatel it. So now we'll have another 50%, and we'll be able to be in business. Chemosh mutal arv mayim shaloy lanu in mayim shelan. We'll come later on to the water. You have to have special water, water that stayed overnight. Let's say you don't have enough water. It's an emergency. You need to make matzah, and you don't have enough water that's shalanu that stayed overnight. So what can you do? You can take more water, tap water, add it to the water, and be mevatel lechatchila. It's all now considered to be mayim shelanu. Ayim b'shul.
What is the chad betray? Is it
One tchina into two ketzira. The ayin b'shut b'nyan olam the matzah pshuta im nisari b'matzah shemuros shaykh by bittul rak. What happens if you have regular matzah that's not shomer? Matzah it's kosher lePesach, but it was not made l'shem matzah smitzvah. It's hard to find such matzah today. They sell such matzah today. You find matzah that's kosher lePesach, but it's not matzah made l'shem Pesach, because today it doesn't cost anything more. What? Shem matzah, you want to say it's not okay? Yeah. But then there's no bill, because then you can identify what it looks like. You can see what it looks like. But let's say you have matzah that's not, it's kosher lePesach, but it was not made l'shem matzah smitzah. I don't know if you can find such matzah like that today. And then you have matzah, and you have matzah that's made l'shem matzah smitzah, and you don't have enough to go around. So are you also in this situation allowed to be mevatel chad betray? So I am shabbi, you know, I love the matzah pshutah in the sar b'matzah shemiros shaykh by bittel. It's also bittel. Rak she'ein lahachmer kolkach, you should not be shema machmer. The name of the pesach ain bottle kidin yavish b'yavish kevin to plugs the bezer. You should not. So you pass first.
You can even be mevatel it in Pesach itself, because before Pesach there's no problem, because you could be mevatel yavish
b'yavish. No.
The matzah pshuta im nis arva b'matzah shmus shayach by bittel.
It's a kula because there's a kula in any case, so we make them.
Okay, halacha zayin. Choyishin l'shmir m'shas ketzira. Ayin sivkot nakoidim. Ayin b'shari tshuva. B'mi shizohir b'matzos shmira v'achshav roitzel l'haniach zihirus zo. You want to be makel. Enough is enough. Enough paying $25 a pound. You want to go down to $18 a pound. So what is the halacha? Eat tzarech ha-torah, do you need ha-toras nedarim? Das habik yosef, the tzarech ha-toras, you do need ha-toras nedarim. The das ha-pri chodosh, the ein tzarech ha-torah. Why? De min hogoi ein boi mishum siyog ele milso yechidu huda avid. His custom of eating matzah shmura is not considered to be a siyog. It's not the status of a siyog is a higher level. It's like a halacha. Ela milsa yiseru hu diyav. He just did something very nice. He did something very nice. When you do something very nice, even though you do it three times, multiple times, when you want to step down and not be mahader, you don't have to. Do not require hataras nedarim.
You know what the women say? The women say if we eat halacha hanashulchan aruch, we would eat chametz and pesach.
They say that?
Yeah.
I never heard the women say that.
They're more machan than the men.
Okay, so here, interesting halacha, that when it comes to various hidurim in matzah, stepping one level down, it's machlokes haposkim, you need to be matir neder. The ayin b'shut mahar shag.
On brand names, you have to do that too?
On what?
Brand names,
certainly not.
$25 matzah. I buy on 36 feet matzah.
Yeah.
Another matzah.
Definitely not. He's talking about going down in chumras and halacha. That this matzah, let's say, very yunizah, you only have a handmade. It was handmade. The flour was handmade. And this year, I don't want to have handmade flour. So he's saying over here in Echanami, some hold that. So you're going down. These are various levels of hidur. Maybe you need hataras dam. And then he says, no, this is just the milsa yisera. That's not called a siyog, and you do not need hataras dam. Ayin b'shut mahar shag. The divrei hapichodash nemru b'medina seinu shehoyedar b'eretz Mitzrayim was said in his medina, where he lived in Egypt. V'sham ein yored hageshem, there was no rain. K'mashakosav. B'Torah, it says in the Torah there was no rain. The only time that it rained in Egypt was Barat. And that's only in the months of Nisan and through Mar Cheshvan when there is no rain. So this that it says that you have to have Shamor Mishas, that you don't need it to be Shamor Mishas Kitsira, is only in a place where there is no rain. But
no, the other way around. You don't need shmir
in a place where there is no rain. Well, lechein in tzach locha shema yeret hageshem, that rain's going to come down. Ala tu b'kayitz kishenigmu, when it's finished. Uchamosh in boitkim lacha yudches treifos mibnei shuch shash dochuk. We don't check for all the additional rochuk. We don't check for all. We only check for sirchos, not for other things. Hachanami came. Aval b'medinoy seinu shehageshamim mitzui mechol eis. But it rains continuously. U'misramei shehageshamim yardim be'eish shemalichim hachitim mimakom lemakom. That when you transport the wheat from one place to another, it can suddenly rain. V'havei k'mo miut shchiyah. It has the status of a miut, that shriach, sha'anu boit kemacharim, which in halacha we do machmir, kmo besircha yisharea. Why do we inspect for a sircha on the lung? It's only a miut. I don't know if you can call it a miut anymore, bisman hazeh. The statistics are very, very high, but even if it's only a miut, it's a miut ha'nimsa. L'chein d'yefo yesh cheshash al ha'chitim, ha'nil kochin b'shuk, when you buy wheat in the market. So if you buy wheat in the market, even if you buy raw wheat, you have to assume that it's chomet. Since in the Medinas that we live in, it rains all the time, and it can rain while they're transporting the wheat on the truck from place to place, and therefore there's always a possibility. Therefore, you have to have wheat that shamor mishas kitzira me'ikar hadin. Only in Mitzrayim and those type of countries where it never rains, you can go to the market and buy wheat from a non-Jew, and there's no concern whatsoever. Not this man hazeh where we live. Ve'evim b'sefer ma'isarav me'hagra shetziva shaloi lechol b'medino senu rak mi'matzais shemurim me'haytayma. The gra was makbid. You're not allowed al-pi halacha to buy matzah from wheat that was not shamor mishas ketzira to miut d'shchiach. The halachic principle that's called the miut d'shchiach v'chein kasev v'chayadam b'shem hagra shehichmer b'zeh lime'oid v'ayin b'sefer shulchim rochim b'im b'irach b'pesach al-matzah. The person made a bracha ha'mayit silecha min ha'aretz on a piece of matzah, b'chash v'shumatzah shmura, v'koidem achilasai, shocking halacha, before you bite into the matzah, someone says, what are you biting into that matzah? That matzah was made from wheat that was not shamor mishas kitzira, noidelo shen shmir shmira, v'ein lay matzah acheres, there's nothing else, v'hu nizar melech v'rak shmira, and he's makbid to eat only matzah that shmura, yitoim kol shuhu mimatzah zo, so he says a chiddush, that you're allowed to be toim a small amount. You're allowed to take a small amount. There should not be a bracha levatala. Kedei shatebrach levatala. Came into who pluksa. It's machlokes. He boy hatara oilo. If you require hatara. If you're allowed to do something, you're allowed to take a step down your whole life, you're makbid on matzah shmura. And now you're eating matzah that's not shmura. So if it's how you require hataras nedarim, he seems to be saying it's very chiddush. If you follow the pesuk and you do require hataras nedarim, it's a neder. It's a neder. So the bracha of atala, you have no choice. It will be a bracha of atala. There's nothing you could do because for the prohibition of being over on a neder is stronger than being moitz. Say shame shemaim levatala, but since it's not absolute that you require ataras nedarim, it's not 100% together and neder. Therefore, the bracha levatala being moitzi shame shemaim levatala is more important, and you have to take a bite into the matzah and eat a maat. Olav im kibul lo b'neder shaloi lechol ein shmura. Then also lelitim afilu kol shu, you have no choice but to be moitzi shame shemaim levatala. Okay, one more. Let's do maybe one more paragraph because let's do one more. The chayin nochen lasis ayday. The nochen lasis. It says the chatila person machmir only matzah that shmura. Ayin b'shari tshuva. The yesh an shemaisa hamachmir malatzim. They ain't oichlim b'pesach shum matzah shmuya. Oy b'vushal skibroxed. Okay, so now he goes and he touches upon the sugya of eating gibroxed. oy mu vushalas be mayim shachayshim shema nishaba mat kemach shlanilo shve yachmutz vi achshav al yidei hashriya ve abishol perit, because there's a concern that the matzah is not fully baked. There are going to be particles of flour left in your matzah, and those particles of flour are going to mix with the liquid in your soup or whatever you have, and it's going to turn into chametz, and chametz also be mashu avul ein tzach lahachmet shlanilo litbol matzah afuya be mayim, but you don't have to be machbid not to dip matzah afuya be mayim or be mashke. So here it's a very bechidish. Even those that are makbid on gebrokst, very bechidish, that's only when you let it sit for a long period of time, because it needs 18 minutes. It takes time for flour to turn into chametz. But if you dip it into liquid and you immediately put it into your mouth, then there is grounds to be lenient. The pshita, the ein bezek, kedei lahachmetz. It takes time, 18 minutes to turn into chametz. It's not enough time to turn into chametz. So what's the problem? If you want to go dip some matzah into wine, and then wine, shuhu meperos, certainly meperos, we pass can make our identity makel, that meperos does not cause flour to turn into chametz. It's another lenience, it's a combination. Number one, you don't have 18 minutes. Number two, you're dipping it into a liquid which, according to many poskim, does not allow flour to turn into chametz. So you have two things that lead to combine to get to be makel on. The hascholas achumra. Where did it come, the schum of being gebrokst? Yotzam bibnei shoho yunoigim lafos matzos ovois. This all came from the custom to make thick matzos, like the sardim. The sardim alihim are very thick matzos. Uvachem shchicha, when you have a very thick type of dough, deloy nefu yofa, be emtsu usam. There's a possibility that in the middle it's not baked well, and therefore there's a possibility that then it's going to turn into chametz when you come in contact with liquid. But now, this kashra dora, the generation is a very holy generation. The ain oifin matzos ovos, we don't break any more thick matzo. Rak rikikin dakin, very thin wafers. Ozdu lul hachashashay so'elu, all of these concerns fall to the side. The nemela, you can be makel to dip your matzo in the soup and let it sit there for a long time.
A couple years ago, they had a problem when they did the wheat.
Yeah.
Teichen the wheat.
Yeah.
They didn't. It wasn't all teichen. There were pieces of whole
kernels.
Kernels.
Yeah.
So the kernels
did not bake well.
Those can really get fungus.
When you put it later on the soup, in a hanami. Okay. Okay. V'yesh rabim v'shleimim sh'oichlim v'semchim al amud ho'ilim ha'goyin ha'chacham tzi. They rely upon the chacham tzi zal she'sosa kol divrei ha'machmir. It's chacham tzi who took apart all the machmirim v'omar she'ein tzorich l'hachmir mishum simchas yomtov. There's no need to limit your ability. If you don't need gebroks, you're very limited in what you can eat on Pesach. V'chein kosa b'noi ha'yayvetz b'shels yavetz v'sifra yimor v'tziyam yishiroitz alinoi g'shloi lechol masa shruya yesh loy lahasnos. You should make a t'nai she'ein b'daito lino kein todir ve'im loy hisne yesh l'stabik b'dinamek etnai yiboy ha'torah k'din neder ayin sham om nom. But you have to have respect. The kapitchen tzedeba, he did not eat gebrokst. Correct? No gebrokst. Om nom ayin did not eat gebrokst. Omman ayin b'shulchan orach ha'goyin Rav Shlomo Zalman de hamachmer al atzmoy tovoy olav bracha v'tayim rab ikka b'milsel yizoy mechashash ishu de araysa de einenu royois. We see with our own eyes shaharbi mitzos yishleim ma'ad kemach, many matzos yishleim ma'ad kemach achar afia. It doesn't always work out just because they do it, they think you're doing it right. Well, if you mash a kos of harizal lahachmer al kol hachumers for Pesach, when it comes to Pesach there's a minute from the harizal, there's a zman of chumers. The whole year round, you don't have to be machmer. When it comes to you, be machmer. The yesh lahachmer achmer mikol mokom biyom tefar achmer. But when it comes to achmer shal Pesach, then you nish. Then you can be makel. Hamakel lo hifsid mishum simchas yom tefar, because only sveik of the yomo. Ubevei peros pshita de lahachmer klal kol Pesach. He holds that when it comes to gebrok, that's only dipping matzah mamish into water. He says. No, you don't go so far. No, no, no. No, you don't go so far. The kelim is a step down. The kelim, it's not ben yomo. It's no, you have to machmer. Ein the ayin beish lavram shemalamid tzchus alamakilim misim mizmalamid tzchus v'sayim daafla hamachmir mikomakim yom tov ha'achon yein lahachmir bechshoshes shuchaykais period v'ayin besefer hakadosh derech pikudecha the kol davar shad moisim mitzad achumer yosem mishur sadin meharoy shaloi lahachzik bechumer zoha azob yom ha'achron shal pesach. The last day of Pesach is not a day for chumus. The kevin shnoyga chumah hazu gam yemachon gam kein machzik and kein machzik whatever chametz gomor. V'loy nichol le marayu the lemer hachi. It's not proper to lemarayu people. I'm not sure what that means. V'loy nichol lemarayu the lemer hachi. To say such a thing, it's not proper. So on the last day of Pesach, a person should not be machmir. Dafka should go out of your way the last day of Pesach not to be machmir on extreme chumers, and that includes, according to many gebrochs, the ayin b'shut marshag hevi shehachasam sofer ochal matzah shuyah. He ate knedlach rak shenasa mimatzah shemira. Only, of course, from shmur matzah. It's pashut. V'cheinis, so you have a shmur matzah meal. That's pashut. They only sell shmur matzah meal. They sell not shmur matzah meal. Such a thing?
What?
They sell matzah meal that's not shmura.
Yes.
You do.
That's
not shmur. Okay. But he only ate from shmur matzah meal. V'cheinis, so b'seif ma'aserav mi'agro hagam shetzivah shlelechol rak matzah shmur mikol mokam hikel b'matzah shruya the gra. Okay. This is a big deal over here. The gra ate gebrokst.
Supposedly. The story is what?
Yeah, what's the story?
You
put a knedel
on the door.
Why?
To show that you can eat matzah shmurah. To show them up.
The ayin el yoni hashas lehagoyin Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yeah.
Which is the line of thinking, maybe you can get away with egg matzah on the eighth day.
No, egg matzah is no, I don't think so. Egg matzah, no. Egg matzah is only for cholim. It's only for cholim. Egg matzah is you're not allowed to have egg matzah. That's only for cholim. Ayin bigulyani hashas lahagoyin Rabbi Yosef Engel hevi b'sefer pardes l'rashi sheperush hagemara sham b'chassisi. The Gemara talks about eating chassisi. What is chassisi? Rashi learns it means matzah afuya shetoichrim oisa umav shilin oisa, and they would bake it b'mayin. So from according to Rashi, it's mashma that Rashi held that this is the thing which it says he allowed to eat. And the Gemara there says he can eat this on Pesach. O mashma the Gemara sham the after medino who mutter. There it says that even though mikra then it's mutter, the amoroyim machmir malatzam mimidas chasidus. V'usmach luchum masa shui ayin shem. So he found the makor in the Gemara, that according to Rashi's translation, that there were certain things which the amoroyim did not eat midin midas chasidus, and Rashi's translation of that term means matzah shuya, which indicates that there was a midas chasidus and tamari of the amoroyim not to eat knedlach, not to eat. So everyone has their own custom, and with this we will stop, take a short break.